Okay, so get this.
Amazon, the company famous for letting people work from their couch in their pajamas, probably, is now saying everyone back to the office 5 days a week. No exceptions.
Yeah, you can imagine.
The internet basically exploded.
It's wild. What's so fascinating about this is it's not even just the mandate itself, it's
Yeah.
the complete 180 from their previous stance on remote work.
Yeah.
And of course, the article that we're diving into today, Amazon employees up in arms in response to extreme RTO mandate from WebPro News, really captures all those juicy details.
Juicy is an understatement. This
Yeah.
isn't just a few grumbles. This is full-on rebellion brewing in the virtual halls of Amazon.
Oh,
People
yeah.
are venting on internal Slack channels. And get this,
Okay.
some are even asking to be put on performance improvement plans, like basically begging to get fired.
It's drastic, but it really shows how strongly people feel about this.
Right.
Now, Amazon hasn't really publicly addressed this level of pushback directly,
Yeah.
but we can kind of speculate on the rationale here. One possibility is that they're concerned about declining productivity.
Okay.
There have been some rumblings in the tech world about remote work's impact on innovation,
Yeah.
especially for a company like Amazon that thrives on that day one energy.
It's true that day one philosophy is practically Amazon's slogan.
It is.
Always be scrappy, innovative, move fast, and break things.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so interesting that the employees are pushing back,
Right.
saying this feels like the opposite of day one.
Totally.
In fact, they're calling it day 1169,
Boom.
sarcastically, implying Amazon slipping into the dreaded day two stagnation.
Right. Day two, according to Jeff Bezos, is the beginning of the end. So
Oh,
you
yeah.
can see why this seemingly simple policy change is hitting such a nerve.
Totally.
This isn't just about missing their ergonomic chairs at home.
Right.
It's about what this decision represents.
Totally. And it's not just happening quietly behind closed doors either.
Yo.
The article mentions employees straight up questioning Amazon's commitment to being Earth's best employer.
That's such a critical point because this isn't just an internal HR issue.
Right?
It's impacting Amazon's public image and employer brand.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder, could this lead to a talent drain?
Right.
There's already research showing that companies with flexible work policies have higher employee retention rates.
Yeah.
This kind of mandate could really put Amazon at a disadvantage.
Especially in today's job market.
Yeah.
Especially in today's job market.
Yeah.
It's not like people are just lining up to work at one company anymore.
Right.
They have options.
They absolutely do. And especially skilled workers in tech, those in demand, they have more leverage than ever.
Totally.
If a company is not aligning with their values,
Right.
with what they're looking for in a workplace,
Yeah.
they're going to look elsewhere.
And it's not just about attracting new talent either, is it?
No, absolutely not.
It's about holding on to the amazing people you already have.
Exactly. And this has the potential to really damage morale and team dynamics at Amazon
Yeah.
when a significant chunk of your workforce feels like their trust has been broken, like their voices aren't being heard. It impacts everything:
Right.
collaboration,
For
productivity,
sure.
even innovation.
It's like that saying, happy employees make for happy customers. Or in
Exactly.
Amazon's case, happy employees make for innovative products and services.
Precisely. And you know, this isn't just an Amazon-specific issue.
Right.
This whole saga just really highlights this fundamental shift in the employer-employee relationship that's happening across industries.
So for those of us who aren't, tech giants yet,
Chuckles.
what's the key takeaway here? What can we learn from Amazon's, shall we say, misstep?
Well, I think it boils down to this. The future of work is about flexibility, trust, and open communication.
Okay.
Companies need to adapt to this new reality
Yeah.
or risk being left behind.
It's not about dictating where and how people work,
Right.
but about creating an environment where everyone feels valued, empowered, and yes, trusted to do their best work wherever that may be.
And that might look different for every company, every team, even every individual.
Right.
The one-size-fits-all approach to work is over.
So what does this actually look like in practice? I mean, how can companies create this kind of flexible, trusting environment without, descending into total chaos?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And honestly, there's no magic formula,
Right.
but I think it starts with, like you said earlier, shifting that mindset from command and control
Okay.
to empower and trust.
Easier said than done, though, right?
Oh, it definitely takes effort.
Yeah.
It's about setting those clear expectations,
Right.
providing the right resources and support,
Yeah.
And then, crucially, getting out of the way and letting your team do what they do best.
So it's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Between giving people autonomy, but also making sure everyone's on the same page.
Exactly.
And things are moving in the right direction.
Right. And that might look like having more asynchronous communication, using project management tools effectively.
Yeah.
Or even just having those regular check-ins that are less about micromanaging
right.
and more about collaboration and problem solving.
And that's where that open communication comes in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Employees need to feel comfortable voicing concerns, suggesting ideas.
100%. It's about creating that culture of feedback.
Okay.
Where everyone feels heard and respected, even if they don't always agree.
This whole conversation has really got me thinking. Maybe the real future of work isn't about remote versus office or even about specific policies.
Right.
Maybe it's about something deeper.
Yeah.
Maybe it's about reimagining how we work together.
I love that.
How we build trust.
Yeah.
How we create a work environment that allows everyone to thrive.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's a lot to unpack, that's for sure.
It is.
But I think the key takeaway for anyone listening is this.
Okay.
Whether you're a CEO or an entry-level employee, your voice matters.
It does.
Don't be afraid to speak up about what you need to do your best work.
Yeah.
And to advocate for a future of work that's flexible, fulfilling,
right.
and frankly, more human.
Well said.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Until next time, keep those brains engaged and those conversations flowing.